Well, the month of February is National Children's Dental Health Month. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with local dentist, Dr. Mark Markham. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, appreciate your time and coming in. Children's dental health. Boy, we all remember the times when Mom used to pester us like crazy to brush our teeth before we went to bed at night, before we went to school in the morning, sometimes successfully, sometimes not so much. It's really important to get kids started early on to get those good habits, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Now they're recommending that when your baby, when your child has their first tooth come in, that is the primary time to take them to the dentist. So usually you start getting a tooth between 6 and 8 months years of age, and that's when it's recommended to start bringing your children in to see the dentist.
Aside from the habits, I know folks will talk so much, and you hear this all the time, and I'm sure you've heard it for years and years and years, over and over again. Why? They're just going to fall out anyway. They're children.
Absolutely. I hear that all the time. Well, do they really need it restored? Absolutely. You get decay in between the teeth, and you start losing that space. And if you lose the tooth, you're really going to lose the space. The teeth will move. They'll crowd out the permanent teeth that are developing as those primary teeth are there, and then you run into orthodontic nightmare. But then, too, you know, one of the leading causes of missing school for children is toothaches. And the children can't concentrate. They can't eat properly. So it's critical to maintain a healthy oral or dental condition, because just to be able to chew your food and to smile, learn to speak properly. If you lose a front tooth soon, your tongue moves in a different direction. So teeth are really vital for us for developing into our adult situation.
Boy, those are all things I don't think most people even consider when you're talking about what we call baby teeth.
Yes.
Is that, you know, it's not just the habits that you form. It's the fact that you could change the whole dental and oral makeup of yourself forever.
Absolutely.
By how you take care or don't take care of them early.
That's right. That's so true. And also develop habits. And if you get in there and you're really brushing, there's what we call a 2x2. Brush twice a day for 2 minutes each. And that's what's really recommended. And as I said, starting that when you get their first teeth. Now, you don't want to brush a baby's tooth with too much fluoride in the toothpaste or anything. So, you might use a smear or something the size of a grain of rice and brush the baby's teeth, because you don't want them to be swallowing fluoride, because too much fluoride early on can be detrimental to the permanent teeth. And they come in, you might see some spotting on that. But then babies can't spit. But when they get older, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of age, you can use maybe a pea-sized amount of toothpaste with fluoride and brush with that. And that's what's recommended. And ask them to spit, because once again, even at that age, swallowing the toothpaste, and unfortunately, they make toothpaste taste good. There's bubblegum flavored, and like that. And the kids like it, but they do that to encourage the children to brush and use a fluoridated toothpaste. It's just real important to start at an early age developing those habits of taking care of your teeth.
Are there just some common mistakes that maybe people make, oversights that they make with regard to children's dental health issues?
One that you mentioned right from the get-go is that they're just baby teeth. Why do we have to fix them? And as I stated, it is critical to maintain those teeth in the dental arches. They're there for a reason, and they're to maintain the spaces for the permanent teeth to come in.
Placeholders.
Yes, exactly. Okay, we'll use a layman's term, placeholders. Very good, sir, Dr. Jim. Also, just chewing our food properly. The digestive system, it all starts with our teeth. And, you don't want to get digestive irritations or anything like that from, not chewing your food, choking on the food, all kinds of issues that can develop with not having the healthy teeth. So I'm pretty adamant that, I want them to brush at least twice a day, two times a day for 2 minutes each. And I think the most important time, as I always encourage my patients, is before they go to bed at night. Go to bed with clean, healthy teeth and not let that bacteria that's on there and in the plaque creating their acetic juices that start to destroy our teeth.
Kind of percolates when you're sleeping for 8 hours,
doesn't
it? It
does. It's got plenty of time to grow and do its thing.
Yeah, it really does. What about actual dental visits? It's one thing to teach kids good habits, get them brushing, all those kinds of things. At what point should parents consider making that first dental appointment, and how regular should they be with things like that with children?
As I mentioned earlier, it's recommended that when the child first gets their tooth in, to bring them in. And then we like to recommend every 6 months, twice a year. There's a lot to check for. And you'd be surprised how quickly that an area that we're watching, maybe it's, if you know, you brush this or floss it real well, it may not, you know, proceed any further into decalcification. But they come in 6 months, and wow, we've got a cavity there. And doggone it, that just proves to me that, you know, twice a year, every 6 months is critical. X-rays, you know, some dentists every year. I like to go about every year to 18 months, depending on their decay rate. They always have a lot of cavities. Maybe once a year, X-rays should be taken. But, you know, bringing the kids in, especially when they have a full complement of baby teeth, which is around, you know, 2.5 to 3 years of age, and just twice a year from then on, is really important. And you mentioned something about this being National Children's Dental Health Month. Today, Governor Branstad just signed a proclamation proclaiming this to be February, to be National Children's Dental Health Month. And that's been going on for, I think this might be the 75th year that they've been doing that, started by the American Dental Association.
Well, these are all important issues, and some that are, you know, honestly, they're really easy to overlook because, you know, especially if it's a first child, you know, you're so excited about all the other things going on that you sometimes just don't even think about those little things. But these habits have to start early. Otherwise, it's really difficult when children are teenagers to really get them in any kind of habits.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what do you do with a baby when there's no teeth at all? That's a good time to start, actually, after you feed the child. Just take a cool or even a warm, moist washcloth and wipe off the tongue, wipe off the little tiny gums, and because bacteria can hide on the tongues or get in the along the inner part of the gum tissue, and even babies can develop some problems with the odor of a breath. But that's a good way to get the child used to having something in their mouth, cleaning their oral cavity, starting right even when they're totally edentulous. There's no tooth in their mouth.
Yeah, so. And you really started us down the right path. We talk about Dental Health Month, but it maybe should be called Oral Health Month, because it's not just about the teeth. There's a lot more involved.
Absolutely. That's a very good point, Jim. You know, even we're talking about babies, but what about prior to delivery of this baby with the mother? It's critical for her to have very good oral hygiene, because it's well proven that diseased gum tissue or diseased teeth can lead to premature deliveries, underweight babies. It can also lead to things like heart disease and respiratory disorders. And if a patient is borderline diabetic, bad teeth do not, or, you know, gum disease does not cause diabetes, but it can help keep that blood sugar level in a state of flux where, you know, it's critical just from the very beginning to practice good oral hygiene and just keep those teeth in as good a shape as we possibly can.
You know, when we talk about developing healthy habits, regular habits like that, it's not just brushing your teeth and doing those types of things, but going to the dentist on a regular basis. Let's face it, we all understand, sometimes the dentist's office gets a bad rap. You know, we think the worst anytime we have to go to a dental chair, and remember what it was like when you were a kid and mom said, "You're going to the dentist." If you get them in that habit of seeing a dental specialist all the time, then you take away some of those other fears.
Absolutely, Jim. That's a very good point. Just starting them from the very beginning, getting them used to going, getting them through the fears. And really, if you practice good hygiene and you eliminate decay, a dental visit is really not traumatic at all. You go in, you get your teeth checked, maybe x-rayed, get them polished and cleaned, and possibly a fluoride treatment. The children are young, starting to get their first permanent molars in, having sealants placed on their teeth, and that's without a drill or without any local anesthetic, so no shots, no needles. There's no nothing that really hurts at all, and it can be a very pleasant experience, and it can be that way throughout a lifetime. We just need to educate the patients to really take care of their teeth, and they can eliminate all kinds of dental problems.
Of course, you know, one way children like to develop those habits and feel good about doing things is by watching their parents do positive things, too. So they're watching. Maybe you should make sure you make your regular appointments, too.
Absolutely. The parents, it is, you know, up to them and to get their children in there, or grandparents or whatever. And, you know, that is a concern of every dentist. We, you know, we have programs like Give Kids a Smile, where there's a day, and usually in February, where we open our doors to anyone that, you know, dentistry can be expensive. And some people just don't have that in their budget. We open our doors, let's bring the children in, and we'll do the free exams and x-rays and give them fluorides or sealants if we can, you know, if they would like, and even restore a tooth or two. Then there's iSmile. These are programs that started by the Department of Public Health and University of Iowa and the Iowa Dental Association, where we want children to have a dental home. We try to find children, especially, someplace where they can go and have their dental work done, because, you know, that it's generally, you know, you're looking at socioeconomics a lot of times for dental care, and the Iowa dentists are really doing their very best to eliminate that issue.
It's a fun profession, isn't it?
It can be, and be very rewarding. But I've had a great time. You know, we deal with patients from, like I said, 1 year old to have someone well into their 90s. And it's very rewarding, and no regrets on my end for going into it. Actually, I wanted to be a school teacher and a coach, but here we go.
So. Well, you get to meet a lot of great people this way.
Absolutely, sir.
Very good. Well, Children's Dental Health Month, National Children's Dental Health Month, during the month of February. Think about all those issues, and are your children's teeth, is their oral health being taken care of properly? Are you establishing all those good lifelong habits? If not, well, maybe we need to reconsider some of that stuff and get them started right, because, boy, it can turn south in a hurry, can't it?
It sure can, Jim, and I appreciate you bringing this to the attention of your listeners. It's a very, very important cause.
Dr. Mark Markham, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you, sir.